Welcome to the Crofton Warrior Podcast, the only school podcast not recorded at school. I'm Jack.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Carly.
So, first question. I don't know what we're really going to do, but first question. How have you... It's been a long... It's been
first
a
question.
Minute.
What time is it, listeners? It's 9:43 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, it's Thanksgiving.
You really just dated us there. Thanks.
The last time that we... The last time that we Thanksgiving podcasted was a year ago.
Yeah, I know. I got that in my memories.
And we did it here.
We indeed did.
We're all sitting in the same spot except for Quinn.
Yeah, I sat over the yonder.
Yeah, you're in a different spot.
I just said...
But either way, it's been a year. How have your lives changed in a year?
Quite a bit, I feel, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Quinn, go in great detail.
I'm doing the same old, same old.
You're doing the same old, same old? You run AHU.
I do. Let's let Quinn speak.
Oh, yeah, okay. Quinn, you go.
Well, compared to last year, I have a different job than I did.
Yeah.
I worked at elementary school last year, and now I work at a coffee shop, and I just got promoted recently.
Claps for Quinn.
Woo!
That's cool.
Where do you work?
Bagels and Joe.
Bagels and Joe. Shout out Bagels. Maybe Joe. Yeah. Go say hi.
Go say hi. I'm at the north location, not the downtown location.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the downtown location that I saw while I was at Allstate, that was not the one you worked at.
That was not. I have worked at that one before, but that's not where I usually work.
Oh, anything else have changed?
I live in a different apartment. I still live in the same building, but I live down the hall from where I did live with friends, with people that I actually know and like.
Hey, there you go. That's good.
So that's cool.
Any other big life changes?
Other than that, I don't really think that much.
Carl, life changes?
I got older.
You got older.
We both have, in fact, gotten older.
Do you think you're wiser?
Sorry, I'd hope so.
I think so.
Hope so? Think you're a little bit wiser? That's good. Carl, how's your life?
I'm good. I am a junior in college now. I'm busy. I'm taking a lot of 400s, so that's like...
What does that mean?
Highest college class. You start off with 100s.
Oh, so you're taking smart people classes.
I'm taking...
APs of college.
I'm doing the thing. But also, I do run the AHU page of social media.
Go follow. What's the at?
WSC.AHU.
Fire!
It's Wayne State Arts and Humanities.
Amazing!
Yeah.
And it's a lot of good fun. I'm an intern right now. And then next semester, I will be getting minimum wage for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks. Hooray. For the claps. Still doing the band thing, still doing the choir thing, still busy and tired, but it's good.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, it happens, especially right now.
Yeah. It's that season.
Yeah.
Of band and tired?
It's like next week is dead week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's crazy. I feel like this semester has gone by really fast for you guys.
Oh,
for
sure.
For me, at least. Like, from an outside perspective. Well, but I don't know when you and else dead week and finals are.
Either way.
They're like a week behind us. Like, later.
Yeah.
So they're probably 2 weeks
in
the future.
Yeah, that sounds right. But still, that's not that far away. And then they have break for, like, a month.
I do have a month. But it's also just the weird...
You have break for a month?
Yeah.
I get out on the 13th, and I go back... Oh, golly, let me find my calendar. I go back on... I get out on the 13th, and I go back on the 13th.
Oh, my God.
Arguably, it is weird. It's weird the way Thanksgiving fell and the weird way President's Day fell. And also, the first of the year is on a Wednesday, so it kind of shifted everything.
Mm. Oh my god.
Yeah, they get a month.
You see how I feel when I'm like, I have like 2 weeks or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's how high school is.
I get nothing.
That's true.
I'm a working woman. I did take off a week, but I took it off from work.
Yeah, but you don't have studies.
Yeah, that's true.
I do have studies.
But it's like...
We have studies.
Would you classify yours as studies?
I have studies.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh my god!
I feel like
I have
in high
studies.
School, in high school, I was like, "Oh my god, I'm drowning!" And then I got to college, and I'm like, "I'm drowning in things that I like now."
See, and next semester, I'm going to be drowning in college math. Hopefully, I'm going to be treading in college math.
That's not that bad.
But
I'd say you doggy paddle.
Yeah, I hope so.
I took college math during COVID. Isn't that crazy?
I'm taking it with Miss Carmen Cook.
Amazing.
I did not take college math in high school. I took math in college.
Oh, it's probably the same stuff.
it was a lot easier than you guys do.
Oh my God, my college math that I took my first semester freshman
year. Did you just like start over?
The easiest class in the whole world.
I love easy math. It's
like
so much fun.
It was going over
for sure.
It was going over like algebra one type things.
Algebra one type things.
It was crazy easy because it was basically just a class to get your math credit, so that he didn't make it very difficult at all. Coolest teacher ever. He was awesome.
That type. But you know, if I can do college math, it's not gonna count as dual credit, but at least it'll count for something, and I can say that I was in a college math class.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Well, maybe it'll at least give you some insight to if you have to take any math.
Yeah.
Of that in college.
How
or
about
just give
how
me
about
some
Spanish?
For the ACT. Spanish?
Yes.
Whole Spanish stuff?
Yeah. Whatever happened with that?
Rossman said, okay, so here's the situation for all the listeners who don't understand. So I will probably be going to UNL. And
go Huskers.
The thing, go Skurs.
I almost said go Cats, and I'm like,
Carl
that's the wrong one.
Carl said go Skurs,
one.
So she prefers UNL to Wayne. That's what she said, and she's not denying it.
I didn't go there.
I'm not giving her space to deny it, but she's really not.
Go Cats, go Cats. But, Mickey Dore will come for me.
Yeah, he probably will. But I haven't taken any Spanish classes. I haven't taken any language classes. I only know English. Like a poor,
I have a 105-day streak on Duolingo.
That's honest. What was it?
That's
there
pretty
was something
piss
that
poor.
Was like you can cite Duolingo in your like college application.
Can
for like world
really?
Language? I think you can.
Oh, I was just thinking about how
Grant said it was like a drop down menu.
I was contemplating citing TikTok as a source in my final paper because the Knights of this like the Round Table, the squishy animals like Mudang, is a thing.
My streak on Duolingo.
Quinn's kicking my butt.
Either way, I was doing... So I don't know any other languages, and you need two credits of world language
my
to
is,
get admitted into UNL.
My streak is 522.
Go Quinn.
And I applied to UNL, and they admitted me. They said in the thing, they were like, yeah, if you don't have everything, but you have like you're missing all but one thing, you'll probably get in. Because, like, I'm a good student otherwise. Like, I have good grades and stuff. So, like, it doesn't matter that much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a whole thing of if I have to take a Spanish class, like, dual credit over the summer, over winter.
Yeah.
And I didn't know. And I talked to Rossman, and I still should probably get some confirmation from somebody at UNL. But, but she said that Zachary Arnes, who is at UNL in the same field that I'm going into is he went there and he had to start all over with his Spanish.
Oh, so he didn't transfer?
Yeah, I did or I either didn't transfer or he just so for the College of Journalism and Communications, which is what I'm going into and what Zachary Arnes is going into.
Mm-hmm.
Zachary Arnes, friend of the podcast.
He is.
But so for that degree, you need to take four.
Oh.
Mm.
So he went in with two high school credits, but they just started all over.
Yeah.
For Spanish or whatever, because he took like Spanish one.
Well,
because
you need like prerequisites.
Yeah,
in
exactly.
College.
So, and my plan, what I'm gonna do, what they said. So they said that obviously it gets harder as it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish 3 and 4 are in Spanish.
Oh, God.
Oh.
The classes are full in Spanish.
That's crazy.
So they said you could take two of one language and two of another.
Oh. Instead of
and
doing...
it counts for the same.
Interesting.
So you could do
so when
sign
I'm gonna sign language. Dude, sign language would be so good to know, especially if I
can you imagine doing
become deaf or if my like kid is deaf or something?
Doing 4 years. Doing four
across
years
the
of
room.
Of ASL and then the class is just dead silent. But you're all hearing
put on headphones
in the class.
Oh, that'd be
you just
hype.
Hear.
Was that sinist? You just hear Miss Hansen noises.
I don't think they
to
really
be fair,
that.
That's not even clapping. Clapping is just like this.
Yeah.
Oh, you just oh yeah.
This is terrible for the podcast.
This is like
it's like jazz hands. Is that why they're called jazz hands? Because you applaud jazz like that?
I don't think so.
For the deaf who enjoy jazz?
I don't think so. This is a good time to Google.
I'm not trying to be offensive to the deaf.
That are listening to the podcast.
To the deaf. You're right. There's a transcript on Apple Podcasts.
That's true.
So they could be reading the podcast right now. I don't know.
I hope they are.
It's associated with jazz dance.
Jazz hands?
Oh?
Like dancing like vaudeville?
Oh.
You ever seen Fosse? Oh.
Like kicks with the jazz hands.
That, 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 da, da,
okay, that, that makes sense. Anywho, yeah, so I should be fine.
Good deal.
With Spanish?
I don't have to take it. I took Spanish 1 in high school, and I didn't have to do any credits, and I still don't have to.
That's because you're going to Wayne. I don't mean to be dissing Wayne. It's just...
We are a state school.
You are a state school.
But my education is cheaper than yours.
That's true. I need to work on some scholarships. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Dwayne's going to get you on that one, buddy.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm going to get me on that one. My goodness.
College is expensive.
College is so expensive. Hey. Yeeshers.
Yeeshers. Yeeshers.
So would you say you're wiser and smarter than you were a year ago?
I know more.
I think so.
Are you wiser, though? Is knowing more being wiser? I wouldn't say.
According to my philosophy professor, no. And again, she was something.
You just live more...
That's a story for another day.
Yeah, not on the podcast.
She was something. Quinn, you're wiser, you say?
I think so. I think just as you live more life, you grow wiser.
Are there any specific places where you feel as you're wiser?
I think in, like, my friendships and my relationships with people.
Well, that's very good.
Just as you, like, spend more time with people and get to know people on a deeper level, you become wiser in that way.
Yeah.
You meet more people. You meet new people.
Different walks of life.
Mm-hmm.
Good word, good word.
What's the secret to a relationship, Quinn?
What kind?
Ooh, I know platonic the answer for anything. Communication.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Communication.
I was going to say that.
Open communication.
Because then you can trust them.
Yeah. Well.
Talk about everything.
Open communication lets you know if you can trust them.
Exactly. And then you can.
Yep.
Bada boom.
Bada bing.
If you're buddies with somebody. Good yawn. Good yawn.
Sorry.
Nice yawn. Solid
yawn. Excuse me.
Mom's going to be listening to this in the morning, some morning. So I'm going to hear a long silence and then nice yawn. Good yawn.
Nice. Good one.
Nice.
Amazing.
Good one.
Jack, do you feel like you're wiser than you were last year?
Yeah. I'd say I'm wiser. Way. I'm wiser in probably most.
I look back on pictures of me from a year ago, and I go, oh, you sweet summer child.
Really?
Sweet summer child.
You sweet summer child in November.
You don't know anything, when really it's just me, but
you just
like...
know more English?
Yeah.
I had long hair last year.
So did I, probably.
Like,
not
well,
the same,
no.
Not the same.
Mine was like down to my waist.
I never realized that it was until
it was
you
like
say that,
that
now.
Well, I know, but it was literally like...
I'm going to be honest with you. With, like, I'd say 80% of men, if a lady cuts their hair, they can't tell.
Even if
like,
it was,
genuinely.
Like, the biggest chop
people
ever.
People will show up to, like, there will be girls that show up to school. I'm guilty of this. And they'll be like, yeah, I got a haircut. And I'd be like, oh, really? And they'd be like, yeah, I cut off a foot. And you're like, oh,
that's
really?
Why your leg is lighter.
You suck. But like so many times people be like, yeah, I cut off and like 8 inches of hair. And
to
you're
be
like,
fair.
Oh?
To be fair, when someone's hair is really long and you cut off, say like
it's the same style of hair.
6 to 8 inches. Yeah, if your hair is still the same style, you're not really gonna notice that much.
Yeah. But like if a dude cuts his hair, my hair looks different.
Mm. Yeah.
It's different on the head place. You know, but like sometimes
it lays differently.
Sometimes people cut their hair.
Less hair.
Yeah, sometimes girls will cut their hair and like to like shoulder length, and then I will notice.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, and I'll go, "Hey, haircut, dude." The feeling of getting a haircut, then someone being like, "Nice haircut."
And you go, thank you.
And you go, I did get a haircut.
I will say, like,
tie.
I feel like girls appreciate it, even platonically, when guys are like, I noticed that you cut your hair. Yeah. I like it. Like, one time in college, I had one of my guy friends be like, hey, your eyeliner looks really nice. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. Because guys don't notice that thing.
Yeah.
So when they do, it's appreciated more.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. Just compliment people. It's so nice.
You've been nice
people. Oh, yeah. I've been trying to do that. If I ever have a compliment come to my head, yeah. I try to say it.
Oh my God. I love it.
Being like, is that weird to say?
I love complimenting people. I love being like, I like your shirt. They're like, oh.
I'm saying that to people all the time at work.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Just complimenting them on stuff, being it. Because we're supposed to do that. Not like, you are supposed
you
to
must compliment
them.
Your coworker.
Just, you know, talk to them a little bit, chat it up, how's their day going? Yeah. And that's a good way
that's
to start
part of being a person.
Chatting with them is like complimenting them on something.
Yeah.
So.
I loved, oh gosh. I loved it.
I just did the last, like, scheduled post I need to.
Not
for
in a creepy story.
That's oh, nice. How the service industry is.
Yeah. What was I going to say?
People's, one time I told a friend work. That. They smelled nice, and I was like, is that a weird compliment? And I'm like, no, it's
right?
not.
Yeah.
No, I love hearing if I smell good.
I once said, this is a bit that I do. I've been writing down bits that I do because I've been like, just thinking about them and wondering, what bits
key
do
change,
I do?
Keep up one!
What bits do I normally do?
I'm going to make it one. That one's going to be a bit that I do.
And I quote all the time, Gus Johnson, who's not a good guy, apparently.
Yeah.
but I'll still love his videos. I'm going to separate the art from the artist, ?
Big gray area. Okay? It's a hard conversation.
Big gray area.
Anywho.
But his videos, he would always post on Instagram, which was like, this is me, Gus, with a new haircut. You know? And he sat down for one of his commentary videos and went, hey there, Haircut Johnson here with another
Haircut Johnson.
And I will call people if if Grant got a haircut or something, I'll go, whoa, Haircut Schieffer over here. that's a bit that
whoa.
I keep doing. Okay, here's my list of bits. I have to go through these now.
Yes, please read them.
I try to remember, like catchphrases, because they come in waves of like what you pick up from your friends and your siblings.
And other Smosh videos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's usually me going, that's fair.
That's fair.
Or, jury's still out.
Jury's still out?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Smosh
jury?
No. It's like if someone's like, oh yeah, I think I'm gonna
Smosh an order.
Like I'm definitely gonna get a bagel today, and I'm like, oh, the jury's still out.
I like that bit. Here are my bits. I'm
oh yeah.
Yeah, we were
talking
going about
this to
on the
do
phone.
This. Yeah, do
I
that.
I am
munching.
Lerm-ding.
I keep doing this unintentionally. If a song comes on, I don't, dude, I don't mean to do this, but it kept happening in the Allstate car when we were driving to Lincoln, and I would be playing music and I'd be like, whoa, is this Sunday Candy by Donnie Trumpet and the Social Experiment?
Oh, you do that all the time.
From the album Surf. And I keep doing it, and I don't mean to do it as a bit. Same with checking my watch. I'm going to put that on there.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
I keep checking my watch, and I haven't worn a watch in years.
Checking your wrist when there's no watch there.
Yeah.
That's the bit.
Another one that I'll say, just another thing, is someone will be like, oh, I see you're sitting here. And I'm like, only on Tuesdays. And I'll say that even if it's not a Tuesday.
I like that bit. That's good.
Thank
I like
you.
That one.
Oh, you'll say that was my nickname in college.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Oh, my God. You know my bits better than I do.
It's funny because Jack's not in college.
I'm not in college. Then I'm going to start saying high school.
You've been saying that since, like, junior high.
Yeah.
Before that, since he was probably, like, 10 years old.
No, like, junior high. No way.
It was Rhett and Link area.
I feel it.
Yeah,
because
Rhett McLaughlin.
I feel like.
I know your lore.
Yeah, you know my lore.
I don't even know my own lore.
Yeah.
I feel like another one of your things, this might be a thing where you just, like, stand and cough like a cat. You'll just go... Yeah.
It's the tongue. That's
cat.
A bit from Roy. That's a bit that I got from Roy. Because
oh,
it would
yeah,
be like, imagine
shout out
just
Roy.
Like walk in the room and we're just like. That's the bit.
You look like
great
a fish.
Exactly.
Like from fish hooks.
That's the bit
great
that
for
Roy does all the time.
Great
it's
for
just,
our video listeners.
Yeah. is just like staring off like blank and then just it's so funny.
It's like coughing like that one cat.
I'm gonna write tongue cough. Dude, both of those words are spelled so weird. T-O-N-G-U-E-C-O-U-G-H.
Tongue cough.
You know, are there any words? Sorry to interrupt my
bit
list.
I'd love to write the word minimum in cursive.
Oh, okay. That wasn't the question, but
also,
okay.
If you, that was not the answer.
I'm sorry.
What's the other one that I do?
A bit or
no?
Writing?
I'm trying to think. There's something at work that I have to type.
Mm-hmm.
That it's all on one hand.
Lollipop?
No. I love that though.
Yeah, that's all on your right.
Same with minimum, but what were you gonna ask me?
I was gonna ask, are there any words that you think are spelled wrong? Like, do you think tongue is stupid?
Can I tell you something really funny?
What?
It's that a lot of the words, I read Harry Potter so much that I still mix up OUs.
Are you serious? You're a terrible human being.
Hey.
I was writing Savior, like, to type into my Apple Music library, like the Jacob Collier song, Savior. I don't want to be a savior.
I thought you meant the George Ezra song.
No.
That's also spelled like that.
Yeah, and it's spelled with O-U, and I was like...
It's because he's British. Isn't he British?
Yeah, he's British, and it pissed me off.
The letters are wrong.
The letters are wrong. I hate O-Us. I hate British people.
Calor.
Labor.
Have you seen the SNL sketch where A.D. Bryant is like, yes, this beautiful couleur for your walls?
No.
It's like, are you pronouncing the U?
The other ones that I mix up, I can never remember how to the difference between placate and placid.
That's
I'll say placate and placid. So I mix up the pronunciation.
Flacid.
What are those words? What even are they?
Placate is to make calm.
I don't think I've heard them.
And
in
I think
life.
Placid is like calm, like
I've
water.
I've heard of placid.
Is that correct?
I'm not sure.
I've never heard those words in my life.
Any words you think are spelled wrong? I fully believe the word grateful should be spelled differently. That makes me so angry.
Spell it.
This is the correct spelling. Yeah. Grateful.
That can't be right.
That's no, what it that is how it's
Googled
spelled.
Right now. I'm that's not even the British spelling.
I know
that's
that.
The human spelling. In
it
English.
It should be Grateful.
Yeah.
It makes me think of...
nerd problems.
Disgruntled and gruntled?
Gruntled's not a word. Is gruntled a word?
Gruntled is a word.
Oh.
So disgruntled...
That's where disgruntled comes
can you be
yeah.
combobulated?
Yes.
Oh, I don't like it.
I think most things that have a prefix... like a negative prefix can be positive.
I like writing the word when people
sorry.
Are like
I just thought of one but I'm not gonna say
the word
it.
Nother.
Nether?
Nother. It's not a word, not really,
like
but
another,
a whole nother thing.
Oh yeah,
you know,
I think that's kind of like how when you say like
yeah
like unblank believable kind of mm-hmm. thing. It's the same
believable.
Thing like a whole is like the
yeah that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It makes me think about how much we all say anywho.
I say anywho a lot. Because
I'll type it out and I'll be like, hold on.
I like when I spell that A-N-Y-H-O-O.
Ooh, I've got a good one.
Because I think it's silly. I like when
I
Kate
do
McKinnon,
A-N-Y-W-H-O.
Kate McKinnon said, any horse.
I always think about that when I try to think about, I see the word hors d'oeuvres and I go, horse divorce.
Horse divorce.
What were you going to say, Quinn?
One that I spell out when I say, like, I suppose... I spell out,
spose.
I do I, space, S-P-O-S-E. I do that when I type. So if you're...
I suppose.
If I'm ever texting you and I say I suppose, I'm saying,
I suppose.
Well, I suppose.
Every now and then I write prolly.
I say I do prolly as well.
Yeah.
I just spell it out how I say it.
You know what I think about spelling? This is lore from my childhood that I've brought with me. You know, this is one of those things.
Is it cumulative lore? Like, do we have this as
yes,
well?
Yes, okay. Yes, but I don't know if you remember this. But, you remember those, this is irrelevant, but you know when there's those TikTok videos that were like, here's things that nobody knows about me, and when people know them, it makes me feel heard, you know?
It makes you feel seen.
Something like that. I don't know.
Continue.
So, people would say... Bring Whoa. That mic to your face, my guy.
Sorry, I was coughing.
So,
I didn't want to cough in the mic.
So, that's okay.
C-O-U-G-H, thank you. Spelled wrong.
Anywho, but the word woe, you know?
W-O-A-H? Yeah.
Hot 104.7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sioux Falls.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
605-215-1047. So, yeah, that brought you back.
605-215-1047.
So, that's a radio station for all those who are dumb. So,
if you be dumb, you do not know.
They had a moment on their show, and I don't remember when it was, but they were talking about the spelling of woe, and they determined that the correct spelling, and I'm not here to say it's correct or not, but they
just spreading information.
They determined that the correct spelling, in air quotes, of woe was W-H-O-A-H. Which I think I don't have any opinion on, but that's how I spell woe now. Because of like 10 or so years ago when they were talking about it on Hot 104.7 Sioux Falls.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's some Jack lore. That's deep Jack lore. Jack Why lore. I spell woe the way I do.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. You know when people would make those TikToks a couple years ago that were like, this is why I do this. Because of this experience in my life.
Oh, yeah, that you're...
Do you remember those?
That, well, it's just the idea that everyone is a mosaic of everyone they've ever known.
Yeah,
which is very nice and poetic. It was pretty nice like, the poetic. Fact that we do things that, like, your siblings do or that our parents do.
Or, like, friends you had in, like, middle school or whatever, whatnot.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, you know, somebody did this and that's why I've done that forever.
Yeah, like the fact that I don't know how to make salmon patties because Jack would always make them, but I would always be the one that would make ramen growing up.
You would be the one that made ramen. Oh, I forgot that you were the one who made ramen growing up. Oh, my God. And we had put those in those little farm bowls.
Dang, I didn't do nothing, huh?
No, you would make pasta.
Would I?
Would you? Would she?
There was some mac and cheese.
You would make mac and cheese. I remember that. Well, anywho.
I was going to say, I was like, damn, am I a deadbeat sister?
No, you're not.
My deadbeat sister?
Dang.
Never made something for my younger siblings?
That would suck. I was in charge.
You you were in charge. You supervised. Well, but at the time you were in charge, I didn't make salmon patties. I made salmon patties by the time I could have been in charge.
That's true.
I wasn't in charge of you two, but I was at the age where Quinn could... I was at the age... when Quinn was in charge of us. Did that make any sense?
No, I have no idea.
So, like, if you were 12 when you were in charge of us, I was 12 before I started making salmon patties.
Yeah.
I never really had many responsibilities.
Responsibilities.
Yeah. Anywho, my bits.
Oh.
I accidentally deleted them all.
Go to your recently deleted.
How do no? I went. Oh, I never mind. I made a new note and then just pretended I thought I deleted. Anywho, if I said like Quinn of Abram Sand fame.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking about how much I play 2048 in class. That someone came up to me and said, "You're doing really good."
Carl of AHU fame. You know, I say that all the time.
And AHU has more followers than I do now.
On God.
On God.
On God, baby girl.
On God. Yeah.
Wow, I hated that. I'll say that. I go, wow, thanks, I hate it.
Thanks, I hate it so much. Oh, and your average bear. I say that a lot.
Your average bear.
Yeah.
Well,
people will be like,
your throat is so dry.
People be like, you listen to music, and I'll be like, yeah, more than your average bear.
It feels similar to when our parents go, when I was a young warthog.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
That's mom's bit.
That is mom's bit.
That is mom's bit. That's one of mom's bits. Those are just things that, like, they do.
They just say,
like, a Schieffer thing? A Schieffer male thing is...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Because
I do that when I'm trying
Brad
to get past people.
Grant has started doing that.
Oh, God.
When I'm trying to get past
were talking
people,
about how
I go, excuse me.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. I got that from Ethan Nestor of Crank Gameplays.
I go, I'm just going to scooch right past you.
Or,
just going to scoot right past you. No, yeah, Grant and I were talking about how we're becoming our fathers. And he was like, yeah, after I burp, I say, excuse me.
You need to start doing it to assert your dominance.
I saw a thing that said one time that, like, you being the child, not like you are turning into your parents kind of thing. No, you are copies of your parents. It's just whether you decide to take whatever traits from them that you want.
Good question. I was standing at Thanksgiving today, and Kelsey goes, you look like Gwen from behind. And I go, wait.
That's our aunt. But that's exactly it. It's like, no, it's you're not turning into your parent. You are. Always been.
I take a lot of things
how your parents are.
It's like that. Why do I sit like this?
Exactly. It's just
I'm
whether or not
my leg.
It's just the qualities that you choose to exhibit.
Yeah, that's what Dwayne does.
The ones that you want to exhibit, the ones that you allow to happen.
Still, I will look at my handwriting sometimes and go, "Oh shoot, that's accidentally Ginger's."
My handwriting is a strange crossroads between Lane's and Grant's.
And that is genetics at its finest.
Yeah, dude, we went to different schools.
I'm joking. It's not at its finest. That's Grant, pretty low bar.
Like freshman year, Grant and I would be able to our handwriting looked the same, which you could just copy paste, you know?
Yeah.
It was pretty easy. But now my handwriting's just like messier than his. And we were comparing at the shack, and then Lane wrote on something, and we were like, and Grant said, I've never been able to compare my and Lane's handwriting, but now that I look at yours is like the perfect middle.
Yours is the perfect middle.
Because Lane's is like unintelligible. You can't read his.
Illegible.
It's illegible. You can't read
it. Shut up, Carl.
For all the time I correct you, it's okay.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Tell that to all your
English
friends.
Okay, you are also correct.
Yeah. Oh, so unintelligible works as well in that
context? Is not being able to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Illegible
mm-hmm.
is not being
mm-hmm.
able to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So we are both correct.
Mm-hmm. I guess so, but not enough to correct me.
Sorry.
Yeah, should apologize. Sorry. Those are all my bits.
You gotta have more than that.
No, those are all the ones I've written down.
That's
I could write down like things
of.
That I quote. Those would be a lot.
That would be a lot.
Enthy ding can haplin.
Enthy thing can haplin.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, I say that one.
There's so much I would have to just
go
through Smosh videos or go through like Gravity Falls.
Hugs all the time. I go pat pat.
Pat pat. Yeah, the awkward sibling hug.
Awkward sibling hug.
It's from Gravity Falls and
I do that.
Yeah.
Because I have to like actually pay attention to social media now, I just pick up on TikTok things too quickly.
That's a
literally
vine that I go up to.
I do that.
I didn't know that the video from I didn't know that it was Brock Baker that made Duke, do you want the ball?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know the dog was fake.
Yeah.
Like the one that they threw into the like the stack of cups. I didn't realize that was a fake dog. I thought the dog just went for the ball. And I didn't know that Brock Baker made that vine.
I did not know that either until the dog passed away.
Yeah, the dog died and he tweeted about it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of weird, though. Like, that's his old roommate's dog and he heard that it passed away, so he told his followers.
Well, because they probably know him from that
they
probably, video.
They know him from the vine. They're like, Duke from Duke, do you want the ball?
It's like when that
Duke
Bones
from Do You Want the Dog
passed.
What?
When the Bones Day dog passed.
Oh, yeah, the Bones Day dog.
Do you want the ball?
Duke from Do You Want the Ball? Duke, do you want the ball? Duke from Duke, do you want the ball?
Fame.
Duke of Duke, do you want the ball fame?
I tried to say it, and then I forgot how to
say words.
Yeah,
that happens.
Anything can happen.
I was really worried that this podcast would be, like, impossible to do. Because, dude.
We're out of brain cells?
No, when having a podcast at a high school, you get so used to people not being able to have a conversation. So, like, I kind of have to synthetically force it.
We grew up in, you still do this, where you go, hey, want to meaningfully conversate?
Oh, yeah.
That's also one that you say.
And we're like, sure.
Either way, people aren't good at conversations at a high school. So, I was really worried about this, and we're, like, half an hour in.
One of my friends will just casually go, "What do you think about the socioeconomic state of Bulgaria?" And I'm like, "What?"
Guys, can we just talk about the political and economic state of the world right now?
Yeah, that.
Our Friendsgiving was weird.
I can't remember the words.
So my backup for not having conversation was would you rather questions, because that's what we did in the homeroom episodes. And those are... Those are funny. And I'm expecting, by the way that this episode is gone, I'm expecting to ask one question and then like 10 minutes later ask another one.
Yeah.
Because I was on my bits note for a long time.
Your bits note became a
bit. I don't have any good notes.
So, dude, can we just go through Notes app?
Oh, God.
Because I have so... Okay,
is it cliche if I say I have... Passwords. Is it cliche that I say I have a crap ton of poetry in here?
Yeah.
Well, it's because I'm an English major.
Forget about would you rather. I'm going through my Notes app.
Oh, here's one of my notes. You're going to love this one. It's a weird things Jack says he needs to get better at. I have a list.
We're putting him on blast.
I swear to God. Wait, let me...
You want me
wait,
to read him?
No, let me compare, because I have a note called... it's like... No, it's like things that I want to do.
Damn.
And one of them, and it's like, oh, God, where
yeah,
is
I made
it?
This note because I thought it was funny that he kept saying that. I need to get better at blank.
That's so funny.
So I just gave.
Oh my God!
Made a list
Where
of
is
all
it?
The ones
that... No, it was things that I want to be able to get really good at, or something. No, not things that I want in a future house. What was
I also have some of those lists.
What was it? No.
Do you want me to read my things?
It was I had some. Okay, I had something, and it was like, or maybe it's on my bucket list note.
Search them. Yeah, don't... Yeah, search by title. You dummy.
No, it's
not. I'm just
not.
Playing 2048 right now.
But I once had a list of things that I want to get really good at. Like, I just want to be really good at chess. Oh, you're really good at 2048.
I'm very good at
2048. Oh, my
playing.
God.
I regularly get to 4096
Jesus
on the
Christ.
Regular.
That's so
yeah,
impressive.
She's crazy good.
The first time I got a 2048 was, like, sophomore year of high school.
Yeah, she's been on this grind.
Oh my God!
Years.
Play something else. Get into Tetris.
No.
Either way, yeah, but like to be really good at something. So like, I want to get really good at like chess, so I could just play people.
I don't
or,
have
like,
that one on.
Or
there.
Smash Bros. To get really good at Smash Bros. Anywho, what are the what's the number?
You should
again?
Make your goal called, pretty good at Spanish.
It's called
sign language.
Go
it's
ahead.
Called weird things Jack says he needs to get better at.
I feel so called out.
You got big quotes on that?
So
big quotes. So big air quotes.
And they're also in order.
When was this made?
Last edited November 12, 2024.
But you can click on that again and you can see when the note was made.
Where?
Wait.
Go okay, so go to the
created
note.
Created July 22nd, 2024. So
oh,
this summer.
So this is recent.
Yeah, but I realized there were like
things in the past.
Yeah. So okay. I ordered them from when I remembered that you
Where do you see when it was created?
So go. So can you
That's
see when it was
so
last
cool.
edited?
Cool.
Yeah.
Click on that. The date.
Oh, May 14th, 2022.
Yeah, I did that to see when I made my dreams note. Anyway.
Okay, I'm going to read these.
Things
the first
that I
one
need to get
I have
better.
Is juggling.
Yes.
Which you did do.
I did get pretty good at juggling.
The second one is doing a Rubik's Cube.
I got pretty dang good at that.
This
I've forgotten
one is on
how
here.
To do a 4x4.
I think this one is what started the note. It says trying every type of apple was something
yes.
that you wanted to do. Not necessarily get better at.
That was
but
your
that's
strange
something.
Fixation for
I
want to
try
this,
every
that's
fruit.
More what this, that's more what this note is.
Strange
is
fixations.
Strange fixations for a short period of time.
I want to have a day where I just get as many fruits as I can.
Another one. The next one on here is making pretzels.
I did that. So
you,
far,
you have pretty
I'm
good
like
follow
3 for 4.
You have
Tetris.
I'm good at Tetris.
Freestyling.
I think I'm okay at Tetris. Back up. I'm fine at Tetris.
But it's like you do play it to
I'm
get better
medium.
At it.
I'm medium. I play Tetris a good amount. I have a
Freestyling is the next one.
How do we prove this?
not right
not,
now.
I'm not going to freestyle. I'm really bad at it. It's funny
You already
though.
Know Trump impression.
That's on the list.
Because you've said these words verbatim. I need to get better at
my
freestyling.
I need to
get
better at
my
Trump
impression. I need to get better at Tetris.
I can freestyle at a Trump.
Next one on here.
Ivanka. What's a... Quinlan's the only one that's going to get this joke, and I'm going to have to bleep out one of the words. What is a... in a miniskirt. Quinlan's going to love that. He's not going to listen to this podcast.
Shout out, Quinlan. He's not listening.
Next one I have is ventriloquism.
Yeah, I did say that
when
once.
When did you say that?
I did once say that I needed to get better at ventriloquism.
And the last
Wait,
one I
okay,
have...
okay, here's my best...
Okay.
I need words to say. I need a lot of F.
Guys, like, just so F you know, his lips F. are not moving right now.
Yeah. Yeah, my lips aren't moving at all, and
well,
you can trust that.
They were just then.
Sorry. I gotta... Okay. The letter F,
five flying
fruit
monkeys.
fruit clake. Five fruit clake. Flying nunkies.
Nunkies?
Nunkies. Five. I kind of had the F.
The F is good. I'm watching your lips, and they're not moving.
Halfway there. I'm getting
Living
closer.
On a prayer.
I really didn't follow through on getting really good at it.
How it?
But I think I got... Kind
you
of
have
close.
So many tiny hyperfixations that it's fascinating.
That's why I made this list.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate
it very much.
The last one I have is very recently from one of our FaceTime calls and just like playing the guitar, but like
I
the
do
music,
need to get
the
good
music
at
theory side of playing the guitar.
Yeah,
that was the other thing. So that's my list of things that you hyperfixate on.
Thank you. I feel very seen and heard.
Acknowledged.
I feel acknowledged.
Someone, yeah.
Let's see. I just have, like, books to read, passwords.
So, wow. In case you didn't
it's
know.
It's a drawing. It's a drawing on the note.
If you can.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say.
When you FaceTime someone, you can have, like, requests.
They can remotely control your phone.
Yeah, control Crazy. Your phone. And you can send Snapchats of that person.
You can go to the bathroom, Carl.
Cool.
Have fun peeing.
Thanks.
I don't have any cool ones.
I have so many notes in my phone, and all of them are stupid. Can I just start from the oldest?
Passwords. I have list of a hear me out for a hear me out cake.
We're not going to go through them.
I have Christmas gift things.
Here are my notes. Okay. Can I just
Oh,
go?
I have my nicknames list. That's a good one.
Oh, of nicknames that people have called you?
It's a long list.
What do you think is the most popular nickname that somebody's called you?
Probably, like, just Quinny. Quinny to anyone, like, casually, but I'd say Quib to any of my closest friends.
Quib.
A lot of them
call
me
I don't
call
you
Quib. A lot of
Quibicus.
Them call me Quib.
Quanjimus.
Those are both on there.
Yeah. Quanth back in the day.
That was a big one.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't remember you how many are on here, but there's quite a oh, and this note was created, yeah, November 5th, 2021. So it's been
Yeah,
in
it's
the
been
works.
A minute. Part of me dude, 2021 does not seem like long ago. So part of me thinks that it was gonna be like 2018. I feel like you've had this note for a long time.
I know, but 2021, November of 2021.
That was only 3 years ago.
That's
when I was a freshman. I feel like you had this note when I was in, like, sixth grade.
Yeah, well, the thing is, a lot of these nicknames are from that time.
Yeah. So, gosh. Here's my oldest note from, these are sorted in, like, how recently I edited them. This one I edited on August 14th, 2022. And this was a bit that we were doing.
Oh,
and
God.
It's coming up with, like, things to call your significant other. Like, my little blank was what it was. And it's like, my little chicken farm. My little soup too hot, so I need to blow on it with on my spoon.
It's on my spoon.
My little crooked tooth.
Aww.
My little baby refrigerator only used for wine.
Aww.
My little woolly caterpillar.
I like that
My
one.
Little juicy drop pop. My little climate change advocate. My little participation award. That's hilarious. My little 1920s clarinet. I remember that's my little accented neutral color scheme.
Greetings.
You know? These are my little chitty chitty bang bang.
I'm sorry. What did I miss?
This is just my least recently edited note. Is my little blueberry pancake. My little overdue library book.
Wow.
You know? Okay, here's my second most recently edited, and it's just a joke. Farmer walks into a stable all mad, asks his horse, "Hey, did you steal my thesaurus?" And the horse looks at him and says, "Nope." Do you get it?
I get it.
Do you get it, Quinn?
Is it because he said nope instead of no?
Instead of nay. Because horses say nay, and he stole a thesaurus. Here's my...
Nay.
So my next least recently edited note, inventions/ideas.
Oh,
I haven't added to this since November of 22.
Oh, incredible.
So, paper shredder that dyes the shreds and makes confetti.
I knew that one was on there.
Yeah. I'm going to keep this one in because Bake said that I'm allowed to keep this in and I don't have to bleep this. A size of Trojan condoms bigger than Magnum called the Trojan horse.
Dang, that's impressive.
That's more marketing. And this one's also more marketing. So like on a gas board, I don't know if this would be legal. You know how on the big billboard sign, not big billboard sign, but they have like by gas stations where it's like unleaded is $2.85, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it has on there. I think you should have one of those things be like peanut M&Ms and have it be like $2.35, and people will be like, gas is $2.35, but it's just peanut M&Ms or something like that.
Yes, a lawsuit waiting to happen.
I don't know if that would be legal, but you know.
I don't know who would sue for that, but someone would.
Someone would. Oh, I have like poetic descriptions of people. So like things to add, like Carl, feel free to use these in a book or something.
Yeah, okay.
So, the man who seemed to be having a staring contest with his reflection.
A staring.
Right, like it. Just like a drunken canary. Thoughts? Like it? Love it? Okay. Maybe these are things that I've heard.
Just like the bugs, the doctor
flying at the windshield as if they were a million snowflakes drifting through the air.
Just like the doctor of the Kenyan track team.
Yeah,
his
exactly.
Patients ran then.
Yeah. Pour me a cup of that contradiction because my life's been going great.
This is why you're a journalism, going to be a
Do
journalism
we like
major.
It? I
like
That's that a good one.
I wasn't listening.
Pour me a cup of that contradiction because my life's been going great.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
See, that's a good one.
I like that.
That's
but it takes
one.
A bit to understand it.
That's good. That's the whole point.
Yeah. You got
to
think about
it. Okay, but you need to think about this. These aren't specifically poetic descriptions. These are just descriptive descriptions.
That was it. this is just things that I want in a future house. I haven't added to this since July 7th in 2023.
Farm door. I need a window over
farm
a...
Farm door?
I need a window over a stainless steel sink. I need a bread box. I need a cookie jar.
Okay.
I need nice cabinets.
Respectable. I kind of want a sucker jar.
That's pretty good.
Those would be
That's
fun.
Pretty good. Bread machine.
Bread machine. That's a good one.
Let me make some bread.
Make some silly bread.
Some bread.
Some bread.
Bread.
Yeah.
POV,
you are a duck.
Here's my list of 2023.
I think like waterfowl too often. I wear duck earrings and a goose sweater, and then I go and I eat
a
lot of bread.
I have not thought about
waterfowl.
No, like things I'd want in a house.
I have a very useful list about houses, but we'll get to that later.
I need a little cottage.
Things I want in a future house. A way to easily sit on the roof. A secret room. That's every man. One of those water bottle filler things.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
In a fridge.
We're getting there.
A sign in the back.
You know what you need?
What?
You just need a pot filler.
Oh, a pot filler.
Pot fillers are so cool.
I just want to be rich. A sign in the bathroom that says, please.
But I like that your idea of being rich isn't like, oh, I need to buy everything
like
in the world.
Fillers.
It's like, I want a pot filler.
And a triangle painted wall. You know?
Yeah.
Just triangles. And Calvin and Hobbes books. Those are
the
only one.
Like a collection.
Cool aesthetics. Cards, peanuts, comics, bugs, crayons, lemons, and Legos.
Bugs.
I need a good recliner.
This note is just like copy-paste, like, guys.
Yeah,
you know?
little text emoticons.
Everyone deserves an ottoman.
Ooh, an ottoman. I haven't.
Or at least having a reclining
chair. We need an ottoman.
Words I thought meant something different because I only use context clues, not a dictionary.
That's me. That's me a lot.
Approximately. For the longest time, I thought approximately meant exactly.
Wow. That's a big because difference. Because
people would be like, oh, yeah, approximately 20. I'd be like, oh.
Exactly 20.
And indefinitely, I thought indefinitely just meant forever.
Kind of.
It
kind
of does, but like it also doesn't. So that confused me.
It means until there is a reason to end.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's a what cool
are,
list.
What are these?
Let me find some more of mine.
Okay, this is another poetic type thing, but it's just named Oh is the you can like a poetic type thing, you can call someone automatic eyes because they just like automatically follow you in a way.
Good, good.
That's oh my god, when did I come up with that? Accent walls. It's like an image that just says triangle wall.
Oh
this.
My gosh. I have a whole thing. I have a whole file. Not file. I guess a grouping of videos saved on TikTok of like different like apartment friendly renter whatever whatnot. Oh, yeah? And accent. This is, has to go with accent wall. You can. I saw a video that said get some fabric. Like a thinner.
I've seen this.
A thinner fabric and a certain type like of it. Glue. And you can just glue this fabric to the wall.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I just said wall. I have this shared note from Quinn from August, specific things our family says, which we haven't really added to. But Mom, calling us to get the popcorn that is ready. There's corn.
There's corn. She does say that.
Jack, when he wants the cats to come up by him, piss, 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 piss.
I will say piss, 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 piss.
piss, 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 piss.
I say that when someone, like, I'll... If somebody, I'm trying to get the attention of somebody, and in a joking fashion, I'll be like, piss, 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 piss.
It's like going,
colloquially, yeah. Us saying if we're going around the group of our house, it's going around the
going
world.
Going around the world, yeah.
Around the world.
We have to spell out R-I-D-E for our dog.
I think he's caught on.
He is
I
there.
Feel like he's,
I yeah. keep spelling it D-I-R-E now.
Dire. You want to go on a dire? Yeah.
What else?
Are there any others?
Well, I was just thinking about how you referenced in the episode we were listening to this morning with Mom that if you bite your tongue or burn your tongue, Dad'll go like, why'd you do that?
Don't do that.
Is that in the note? Put it in there.
Okay.
Here are my nicknames in college. So I haven't done the nicknames in college bit since September 23rd, 2023.
Whoa.
So in a year.
I feel like that's false.
It's probably not. It's probably false, but I just haven't written it down since.
Yeah.
But here are my nicknames in college. So here's I'm going to have to bleep this so much.
Or here's, just don't read some of them.
I have a list of my brands that I use for makeup.
Oh. Here's every time that somebody has said something and I've said that was my nickname in college. Tall piano. Nut snatcher. Creamy peanut butter. Black Jesus. Fat quarter. Mr. Christmas. This was like freshman.
Like Mr. Christmas.
Wait, okay, so I started writing down this bit on November 1st, 2021.
I have all of our sun, moon, and rising signs.
Mr. Christmas. Corn-er, with an apostrophe between N and E. So corn-er.
Corn-er.
And I specifically remember saying, that's my nickname in college, apostrophe between the N and E. Holy Buns. The Brown Bullet. The Author. Daddy Christmas. Young Legend. Chris Anthemum.
Wow. Walmart. That would be a drag name.
Walmart Barack Obama. I'm going to skip that one. 46 minute wait.
Wow.
That one makes me laugh. Quality nuts. Soft yet hard. Front rear. Silent P.
See, and these are all funny things that are like said in conversation. Yeah. And then he goes, that was my nickname at college.
White Beauty.
Wow.
Big Nanners. Cool Tubes. Green. Neutral Cream. Toasty Buns. Good Ol' 8-Pounder. Hazelnut. The Horse of Death. Dirty Bucket. Fudge Round. Eat Bag. Fat Thick Jerky. Gold Pipe. P-Bone. White Grape. Rojo. Small Stick. The Long Way. Snagglepuss, Big Dog, Meat Pie, and Not Quite Naked.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's such a good list.
And Not Quite
Naked. Here's my birthday poem that I wrote for you when you turned 21.
I loved this poem.
Oh, these are all haikus. Happy birthday, Quinn. I'll make you a birth poem in several haikus. Enjoy your first beer. I'm sure you've never drank. You're a lying B-word.
This is for my 20th or 21st?
21st, I think. While I was driving, I hit a pedestrian. Vietnam flashbacks. I'm going insane, going on murder rampage. Blood is in the streets. Got hold of a tank. Slicing, shooting, run over. Earth begins to shake. Punishment from God. Earthquake begins from below. It is from above. My repercussions for 700 murders cause jail sentence. Several years later, in my prison solitude, I will write to you, happy birthday, Quinn. I'll make you a birth poem. Happy birthday, Quinn.
Incredible.
That was beautiful.
I loved receiving that.
It told a story. Oh my God.
I loved.
Yeah. I don't know what this list is, but it just says 3P Dr. Pepper, 3P Dr. Pepper, 3P water, 4P water, sub slaw for toast. Oh, this is our Kane's orders.
These are good. This is good to go through my notes, because this one's just like an entertainment joke that I did end up putting in my entertainment last year. There are many forms of comedy other than stand-up, sitcoms, dad jokes, extemp.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, mine are just like...
Here's a poem that I wrote. I'm not reading it. I'm deleting it. Emo band names. Emo band song names. Like butt naked in a marching uniform.
You know? Wow.
The type of songs that are like, lying is the most fun a girl can have without taking her clothes off.
By Fall Out Boy.
By Fall Out Boy.
Pete by Wentz. Panic at the Disco.
By Panic at the Disco, yeah.
Oh, I found the list of things I want in life.
And this
half,
is the...
Half barn door for my future kitchen.
This is the other emo band song, and I'm just going to make one long bleep silly noise. So give me a song, like, to... Or I can do a, like, a...
No.
You know? That's what no, I'm gonna edit it's, in.
No, you're gonna edit in the Angry Birds.
Okay, I will. This one's.
I love that
That's
one.
That's an emo band song.
That
name.
Is. That really is.
Yeah.
Can I say my list of things I want?
Yeah. What do you want?
Cool. spiral staircase.
Oh yeah.
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher.
Dishwasher. They're so really. Bad. They're really like. I don't know.
Faulty.
Pretty
no,
mid.
They're fine.
We
I
don't
just,
have a dishwasher.
I don't really
greenhouse
notice it that much.
Cute greenhouse. Bookshelves.
Okay, that's a good one.
Fluffy cat. Always. Boo. Shut up. A corner desk with two monitors.
Oh. That'd be nice.
Big counter to make cookies.
Okay.
Big stainless steel sink to wash fruit in.
Mm-hmm. With stained glass above.
Yes. Good.
Hey, listen.
Heated sunroom.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Flower garden. I need a grandfather clock that plays music.
Mmm.
A cookie jar. Lemon-scented cleaning supplies.
Yes.
Little egg pan.
Mm-hmm.
Porch with wind chimes.
These are all the things you need.
Yeah. I feel like I feel like I could be very content with very little.
Yeah. I mean, you need a little egg pan.
Put me out in the woods.
Yeah.
With a cottage.
What's the...
I'm solid.
What's the Theo Katzman song? Oh, I don't want to be a billionaire.
I wanna
no,
be a man.
I don't. No, I don't want to be a billionaire.
You can be rich in things that aren't money.
I don't want to be a billionaire.
My notes are boring. They're just like...
I have like my friend's coffee orders. And
a lot of mine are addresses.
Oh. Let's find the...
Yeah, like where like...
Certainly. What's my earliest one? Okay, stuff.
I don't want
a mountain crayon, $24.30.
A mountain crayon?
That's the last time we counted that crayon piggy bank that we have in my room.
Oh, really?
Wait, how much was in it?
$24.30.
Look at us go. We were rich back in the day.
I don't want to be a billionaire. I just want a comfy place to live.
I have
with friends and neighbors always around. They never call me, just walk on in.
Mom's birthday. Likes chocolate coffee, but not Maxwell House coffee because it leaves a bad taste in her mouth.
To steal. Just a couple comfy chairs to sit and a pot to cook a family meal. This is the chorus. So close your eyes and open up your ears. This ain't the message that you came to hear. But I can't help it if I just don't care. I don't want to be a billionaire. No, I don't. No, I don't want to be a billionaire. Okay, sorry.
I just have a note. I just have a note.
Theo Katzman on the album Modern Johnny.
Listen to him. Listen to him.
So good.
I just have a note that says, "Don't try a vape until you're 25, or you'll malfunction."
Malfunction.
Or you'll malfunction.
I have a list of Halloween costumes. You could be Meep.
I also have a list of Halloween costumes.
Phineas and Ferb duo, three people: Grizz, Panda, Nice Bear. Two, Timmy and Trixie. That's dumb. I don't want to be Timmy. Waldo. Waldo's good. Joe Cool. I want to be Joe Cool and like Charlie Brown.
Oh yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Oh, here.
Let me read. If you have pitch
and no
ones.
Rhythm, you're half wrong. If you have rhythm and no pitch, you're all wrong. I don't know if that's true. I have my Allstate songs rankings, and I need to add the this year's in there because I did it at Allstate last year.
That's fun. I like that.
Oh my god, I did. For the longest time, I was like, I need to start a license plates note and make license plates. And I've actually started one recently, but I just found that I had started a license plates note earlier.
Like, of things to put on a license plate?
I have a phone number in here.
Things that people have on license plates, and I'm like, ha ha ha.
I have a phone number in here, and I don't know whose it is.
Believe it.
What is it? I have how to make pretzels.
Yeah, right. I love that note because you have one. Two.
Yeah.
Jack, you have a list of cool names, don't you?
Yes.
I also do.
Oh, here's sketch ideas. You want to hear my sketch ideas?
Always.
If I ever get like hired as a writer for something, these are the immediate ones. These are just lines.
Don't steal them if you're listening.
So it's like, hole in my bucket, dear Liza, dramatic scene. So it's like, there's a hole in my bucket, dear Liza.
Dear Liza.
Dear Liza, there's a hole in my bucket. Dear Liza, a hole.
You She's should like, do a series on that.
Then fix it, dear Henry, you know, and it just keeps going.
That's what your series should be on this year.
Baby doll commercial where it receives updates through a USB in the butt.
Wow. That's SNL coded so hard.
Timber by Kesha and Pitbull being a child's lullaby. That's real. That's like Miss Hanson's nephew or something. Timber is actually like, will make her go to sleep. I don't remember what it was. And
oh, I thought you said for a second Tim Burton was Miss Hanson's nephew when I went. That can't be right.
The age is not working.
I forgot the jokes that I had related to this. But the National Student Section Championship, that would be so that's a funny. That's just funny. Video idea for just like a sketch. My favorite things. Okay, here are my favorite things. So, pockets on the inside of coats, cool basements, mini waffles at hotels.
Question. Cool as in the temperature, or cool as in rad?
Rad.
Cool.
Cookie bars. Term macking.
What?
Like, they're macking.
Yes.
Okay.
Blankets. Civil discourse.
Good, good.
Jazz. Casey's and Big Pepper. You know when you like shake pepper on your scrambled eggs and it's that Big Pepper?
No. No.
You should put cereal on there. I love cereal.
I love cereal.
Love some good cereal.
Here's things that I want, and it's just like...
Do you know what's crazy?
I want the Shrimps as Bugs hat.
I absolutely hate when I can hear... I'm just going to pause for a second.
Sorry, that was kind of delayed.
I absolutely hate when you can hear people say S's, but I do it.
I want like, the Shrimps as Bugs.
Oh, when
bugs.
You focus on it?
Like that sound.
You can really hear when people say S's.
Yeah, and I hate it, but I also do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I hate it when people say Singer.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Yeah, like Nick Cannon.
Yeah. Well, I remember that from when we were kids. You'd always say that.
That's just a song idea. There's quotes from people. Dream jobs. Okay, here's my dream jobs. You got any of my dream jobs? Do you know any of them?
Broadcaster.
No.
Like
voice actor.
There's one.
Okay. Announcer
SNL.
Of some sort?
Kinda. So, okay, I got Blue Man.
Yeah.
A voice actor. Peter Sagal. Peter Sagal.
Just let me live your life, Peter Sagal.
I just want to be Peter Sagal of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me fame. That's all I want to be. Because all the time it's just like, Peter Sagal.
There's one of his bits, guys.
I'm Bill Curtis.
Peter Sagal of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me
Bill Curtis at the Studebaker Theater. In Chicago. and your host, Peter Sagal. Thank you, Bill. That's all I want to be. A stand-up comedian and then late-night host. I just kind of want to be Conan O'Brien. That's kind of the goal.
Come and be your dab, Conan.
I'm not. I'm not half as talented as Conan. I have a list of things to pack for a trip. This is actually very useful.
That is useful.
Because I just have them.
Pet peeves. It ready to go.
Yeah. Pet peeves. When you're trying to have a conversation in the car and they refuse to turn the radio down. Oh, I hate that. When someone sings along to a song but doesn't know the words but still pretends to, I kind of do it. But
I do that all the time. It doesn't bother me because I do that relentlessly. My biggest pet, well, not my biggest pet peeve, but a big pet peeve of mine is not pressing clear on the microwave.
Oh, Mom.
Mom. And just anybody that I've ever lived with.
Here's a list of great sayings. Not all stars are shooting. Let's go to Malibu and go surfing so we can be on the same wavelength. That's fun. Here's my top 100 songs of all time.
Oh, this is a good list.
No, that's the list that Roy and I tried to make together. I have a different list that's mine. Animal classifications.
Yes!
So how every animal fits into one of dog, cat, deer, bear, human, bird, fish, bug, scales, big and little. And then like a combination of the two.
Whoa.
So a cat dog is like a Tasmanian devil, you know?
What is...
We've talked about this a lot.
I know. What's a fox?
A fox is a... probably a little bear.
Oh, yeah. This is the conversation we've had.
A fox is a little bear. For sure.
What about a prairie dog?
Prairie dog is just a little.
Just a little?
A little.
How about a...
Or like a squirrel is a little, a gazelle is a deer, duh, a giraffe is a big deer, you know,
it makes sense to me.
Yeah,
that's what's a animal. Walrus.
A walrus is a big, it's just a big.
How about a cow?
Cow is a big deer. You gotta be honest.
How about I guess jellyfish, but sorry, fish. How about a crab?
A crab?
A crab.
A crab is a bug. You can't tell me it's not.
It is bug.
It's a bug. I have numbers 1 through 100 ranked, but I only have to 28 because I didn't get finished.
Of your songs or the animals?
My numbers.
The numbers.
Numbers 1 through 100.
Oh! Oh!
But I only got to number 28.
What's ranked 28?
27.
What's ranked...
That's crazy.
What's ranked number one? What's the best number?
4.
I don't agree with that.
I 100% agree with that. It made me so mad. I saw somebody rank 1 through 100, and they had like 37 above 4.
No.
I was like, what is wrong with you?
I think it would definitely have all of the...
Personally, I like numbers that are divisible by 2 or 3 or 6.
I like 2 or 4.
I really don't care about those things. Those don't hurt my brain.
What do you think is the best number?
I like odd numbers, actually.
You like 3?
I do like 3.
Is 3 the best?
I don't care,
I trust you less.
I like 3, I like 5, I like 7. I don't like 9 that much, but I do still like 9.
I don't
9 like in my brain is like an even odd number.
No. I think 9 is the oddest you can get.
No, that's why I think it's even.
No, I feel like the oddest you can get is like 7.
5 is an even odd number.
And yes. So is 9.
No, 9 is
not. 9 is not. God, no.
But 2 is an odd even number.
No, 2 is just even.
2 is very
2
even.
2 is the most even.
No.
You might be special. No.
She's a different kind of special. We're the same kind of special.
Either way.
No, the only reason I really like 6s and... 2s and 3s is because I was born on 6/30, 2004.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
See, I think that might be why 9 feels a little even to me. Because my birthday is 9/26, and 2 and 6 are even numbers, and 9 feels even.
I guess so. I don't know if that has much to do with that.
I got to 24.
But I feel like the 9 makes it all odd, you know?
I have...
Like, it being a 2 and a 6 makes
it have
odd.
Instagram bios that I've used in my life.
That's good.
These are just ones that I've just like filtered in and out. We Play Billiards world champion, co-founder of Funky Fresh Fitness, didn't throw up on the fiery fist of pain.
I remember that one.
We are Gus and Gus is in us. Voted least attractive podcast host 2023.
I also remember that one.
3/4 raccoon, 1/4 trench coat.
I like that one.
Right now,
what is it currently?
Gamonin.
Yeah, it's 5-time annual nightly Gamonin singles tennis invite only tournament runner up.
Wow.
Because Roy and I played tennis a couple times.
Roy's just like the essays, winner.
I just have like resolutions in a note.
I have a resolution bingo that I make every year, but it's just a 3x3.
Not that kind of resolution. I have, like, screen resolutions of, like, 1080 times 1920. I'm a nerd.
No, I do know what that one is.
This note, so often I start a note and I just write down, like, one. It's like a list and I write down one thing. This one's just without price, and it's just a good cinnamon roll. That's the only thing in the list.
Without price?
Without price.
So you're saying a good cinnamon roll is priceless?
It's priceless. Oh, I have... Okay, I have a lot of song lyrics.
Oh, I have a list of my favorite song lyrics. I have a spreadsheet of my favorite things.
That's great.
Quinn is out of it.
I'm so sleepy.
You're very sleepy. Okay, I'm almost done. I'm in September. I have my bucket list.
How many buckets are on it?
My bucket list... Beat Wee Tanks, perform in a handbell choir, play every Mario Kart track in order, be able to skateboard, be able to go into a restaurant and order the usual...
Mm-hmm.
Say something cool, then spit into a spittoon.
I think we discussed this the other
day. I like the handbell one.
There's a handbell choir over in Yankton.
I played handbells at Allstate. Anywho, I have my profound quotes. Dream. Do you want to hear my profound quotes?
Yes.
These are all things that have come out of my mouth at some point. So, like, all this stupid stuff, forget about it, I'm smart. So
forget about it, I'm a genius.
It's more important to know how to...
No, he's a genius.
It's more important to know how to learn than know how to know.
Good, good.
Wait, pause. That's another thing that we like say is junions in your onions.
Junions in my onions?
Yes.
That's why Quinn's name in my phone is Gmo.
Because it stands for junions in my onions.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's what Gmo stands
also
for.
Also Bingle, also Brian, also Bingle. John. Bingle.
Don't try to look like an idiot. Don't try not to look like an idiot because chances are you are one.
Good.
Literally.
Good.
The nicest people just know how to shut up.
Yep.
If things were different, then things would be different. That's just one of those.
Whoa, I like that.
Pictures are for stories, not to look good in.
Mm.
I think that one. Happiness doesn't come to you, you find it. I kind of disagree with that myself. it's always time for change. Thanks, cool. Cool, Jack. Everything can be good in context.
Wait, I have one.
I'm pretending to be wise, but I'm not.
I have one that's kind of dark, so we'll pause, and then you can go back to yours.
Go for
yours,
it.
This is a profound one that me and one of my friends were talking about, because we were talking about someone and their girlfriend, and we were like, do you think, like, does he love her, or does he love, like, her performing as a woman?
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy profound?
Oh yeah, that God. Is crazy profound.
I said that.
Add away.
Isn't that?
Good job. Isn't it great how things work when they work?
Do you know how many times as a librarian and also just as a person, I go, technology is great when it works.
Yeah, I say that all the time.
Smart board.
Oh my God. When the lowest the bar goes is a height that you can still do limbo, you have a great life.
That's also something I always say.
Wow.
I say the bar was on the ground and you brought a shovel.
I don't want to be different for the sake of being different. I want to be different because I don't like the normal.
Wow.
I'm pretending to be smart. I'm a spec to giants and a giant to specs.
Okay, Horton.
I'm Horton. You can't be taught life lessons. You have to learn them.
That's true.
I said that recently. And then I have Jeopardy. That's a different note. That's just Jack Jeopardy. I have...
Can we play Jack Jeopardy?
I have things to talk about in a comedy set.
Quinn would win.
I don't know. I think you'd both win. I think you've answered all of these already. Here's Jeopardy, and everyone's going to learn these, so I can't play with anyone that listens to this podcast now.
So you can play it with Quinlan.
What song would play as credits roll from the movie of my life?
Right now or always?
Just the song that would play as credits roll.
It's definitely got to be the Postcards from Italy right now.
It's not Postcards from Italy. I've had this written down for... Since
I can't think.
February 25th, 2024. It's Parking Lot by Anderson .Paak.
Right, we didn't know
when
that.
He told me a whole life story in a few shorts.
Okay, that's yeah,
all
that's
the while
good.
I never knew the tone of your voice.
Continue.
What did Little Jack think a soul looked like?
a fish.
What did I imagine a soul looked like? Quinn's asleep, so she's not going to be able to think about sleepy. These things. I'm so sorry for making you podcast so long.
I'm having a great time.
I need to sleep.
I just imagine it as like a white little orb.
What did I imagine it as, though?
A pink orb.
A horse.
I imagined a tiki.
Oh, yeah. I knew that.
I'm just thinking of that SpongeBob episode of Squidward.
Sorry.
Bless you. How many sewing machines did Jack break in Tony's class? Yeah, you're right. How long did it take me to break them?
It was like one day.
You're right.
I knew that, too.
Which side of my mouth do I chew on?
Your left side.
The right side.
Trick question, even on both.
I do have to even it out.
I'm very particular.
But I have problems on my right side, so I can't have like really sweet things on this side.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, fun fact. What color's my comb?
Your comb? Blue.
Nice.
But we grew up with that.
In what style does my facial hair naturally grow?
In what style?
Like goatee or full beard.
Oh, it grows in a goatee.
Yeah, that.
The answer is reverse Hitler. Like everything but that toothbrush.
That's really funny.
But you get a little here. You get a little
reverse chin.
The question is, what word do I think should be spelled differently? Grateful. Good. How old was Jack when he had his first kiss?
Don't say it. Shut up.
Hold on.
Shut up.
Hold on.
Shut up.
I know the answer.
How old are you right now? You're 18.
I'm 18 right now.
I'm going to say...
You're 15.
You were 16.
15?
That was the first thing more credit. In my head.
What's my favorite TV show?
Two and a half men.
Gravity Falls.
Her answer is Gravity Falls. Locked in.
BoJack Horseman.
Key and Peele.
Oh, duh.
Favorite show.
I've hit 4096.
Jesus Christ. Dude, I have watched Key and Peele all the way through.
Do we both get points, though, times. For that?
No.
Sorry.
I gotta bleep that. I'm gonna put a quiet bleep because you...
Stop cursing.
Stop cussing.
I have been keeping myself in check this entire time.
Stop saying the worst curse words that anyone's ever heard in their lives. Stop saying the F-bomb, Carly.
Hey.
Stop saying...
You didn't say that.
Stop saying the F-bomb. God, okay. Carly.
She didn't say that.
Bingo.
Stop it.
In my phone, what is the keyboard shortcut for I think? So I type this. I think. Like if I type IG, it autocorrects to I guess.
Ooh.
What autocorrects to I think?
ITH.
I feel like it's something different than that.
Or it's going to be I capital T.
Capitals don't work.
Oh. ITH then. If.
Any if.
I think it's just IT.
It's ITT.
ITT. Really?
IT, I can't do it. Because if I type it, then it would.
That's why I didn't say it.
Yeah. So you're thinking. That. If I opened a restaurant, what would it be called?
Oh, I know this one. I know this one. I know it. Shut up. I know it.
Sorry, the only thing I thought was bistro hoodie.
It's something with Wednesday.
You're there. It's just called
Thursday, like, but Wednesday. They're not open on Thursdays.
No, they were open on Thursday. We just have, every day we have like a burger of the day.
And Thursday
like we
is the only day that Thursday, there isn't nothing. A special.
There isn't a special. If Christmas falls on a Thursday, we have Christmas decorations up every single day except for Thursday.
That's so funny.
We take everything down, and it's the most boring day on Thursdays. That's the...
But what's it called?
It's called Thursday.
You don't have any of your signature burgers at all.
No, there's nothing.
It's just...
We only sell, like, chicken tenders on Thursdays.
Yeah. It's just basic
It
burger.
Just reverts to a
It's just burger cans. And bun and nothing else. No, you cannot get cheese.
What's my favorite number?
Four.
No, it's not. I ranked the numbers, and I guess I was wrong. My favorite number is eight.
You're wrong about your own trivia.
I lied to you, yeah. What does my bracelet say?
Jack bracelet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's my favorite dessert?
Are we talking broad, all desserts?
Dessert.
Cookie.
Ice cream, but with the strawberry sauce on it.
No, you're closer. Cookie bars.
Right, we discussed.
That was in your
bars.
Thing that you love.
Of favorite things. I love cookie bars. What's my favorite McDonald's item? This is a good. This is
the
a good
silence
one.
Was different.
The toy.
The toy. I've never gotten a toy from McDonald's.
My friend got a Happy Meal and they didn't give her a toy.
That's
the French fries.
The French fries. It's my favorite. The nuggies. My favorite McDonald's item. Nope, it's the cinnamon roll that they don't sell in Yankton anymore.
Oh, dude, I've never had a cinnamon roll.
The cinnamon rolls from McDonald's were impeccable. And you I can't believe they were from McDonald's.
You
love
a
good cinnamon
roll. You need to have a cinnamon roll from Bagels and Joe. Those
you need to have a cinnamon
awesome.
Roll from Einstein's.
How was it?
Did it was good. Like, it was very good cinnamon roll.
Right?
I need to have a fresh one. Because that was cold then warmed, you know? And I'm sure fresh is just...
Continue, my guy.
Last one. Which Papa's game did I finish?
I'm going to say Wingaria.
No. I finished...
You finished the Wingaria, didn't you?
I finished the Cupcake-aria. And most of the Donut-aria. And most of the Hot Dog-aria.
We had a ton.
Which did I finish?
I finished the Pancake-aria.
I finished Hot Dog-aria.
Damn
it. I met Papa. I met
him. Hot Dog-aria?
Yeah, in Hot Dog-aria. This note is just bars. And it's just called Fresh Out of Service. Okay. Give me a faster one. Yo, we fresh out of service. These bars so hard, my phone don't think it's worth it. Oh, wait, never mind. Okay, continue. Oh, I can't say that because it's a messed up. Oh, okay, here's my best bar that I've ever written. And I think I've sent this to you, Quinn.
Probably.
So, I love the beat. Okay. Yo. We gotta be together. Call me Union Jack. She ain't staying with UK. She coming right back. Cause you lame. Boom rang on my phone. Flip, turn, spin around. She coming back home. That's my best line that I've ever done. That's a good dude. Call me Union Jack. She ain't staying with UK.
Dang.
Yeah. That's good. My favorite jokes. I just have those written down.
It's the entirety of the show.
So I have my dreams note that I kept for 4 years, but I will type on it and it is laggy because there's so much text in there. So I made a new dreams note just recently. Oh, I have my like
double dreams note.
I have names like kid names. That
I just
I
got
like.
2048 again on the.
Oh my Jesus!
4096.
I have kid names that I like, and I'm not going to share those.
Those are private.
One of my names is Maggie.
Maggie?
Yeah.
I work with Maggie.
It's a pretty name.
Yeah, it's nice.
I don't have a list of kid names. I've never been that kind of person.
I have a list of names I would name pets. Like Toaster.
I also have, though that's in the same note, Pesto, Pretzel, Presto. Yeah.
Can you get, like, two dogs that look exactly the same and name them the same thing? No, I saw someone.
Oh, and Charcoal.
Someone had two dogs, and they're both spelled the same way that they're spelled, but one of them's Houston and one of them's Houston.
That's dumb. I have like actually good quotes from other people, and the note isn't called good quotes. The note
is called something from Binlin in there.
Hi, I'm very ugly, but you should enjoy the movie anyway. That's from SpongeBob.
I have so much AHU stuff in here,
dude. I don't know if there's anything from Quinlan in here.
I have a lot of professor quotes, like. We're going, like, hashtag free the pregnant mice. Let me see, where what's the other one? I definitely just have that for AHU things.
I have so many good quotes in here. Like, just, like, solid quotes. Some of them are funny, other ones aren't. The classic... Even the word hopeless has the word hope in it. Plus, if you rearrange the letters, you get peace losh.
from one of my...
You never heard that? Peace. I say that all the time.
You do say that all the time.
Peace
From one of my band directors, holds up a hammer, play the right notes.
Peace losh.
You are now equipped with the information you need to suck less.
Yeah. Did you have a bad day, or did you just have a bad 5 minutes that you talked about all day? T-Pain.
I like that one.
That's T-Painful.
I don't like country music, but I don't mean to denigrate those who do. And for those who like country music, denigrate means put down. That's Bob Newhart. Mitch Hedberg said a joke, and it got no laughs, and he said, trust me, it's hilarious. Go into my head and come back out and tell me it's wrong.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong. When life gives you lemons, make orange juice and have the world wonder how you did it. Link Neal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm almost done. Quinn, I'm almost done.
I'm falling asleep.
I know. Okay, I have entertainment idea.
Me? That's a bit that me and Emma do. Is <It's cool. laughs> <It'll> be like, okay, I'm going to go sleep.
Quinn and I were doing that in the Allstate car because we were like, yeah, I'm about to go to sleep.
Yeah, but you got to go. And I go, my dad sounds exactly
he
like that.
He does sound exactly like that. He does sound like that. I have entertainment ideas. I have my actual top 100 songs, which we won't go through right now.
Can you give us the top one?
Somebody to Love, Queen.
Real?
I think that is the greatest song of all time. I have Things to Make a House a Home. I sent these.
I saw a TikTok and said, this is with the songs, that it was like As by Stevie Wonder. He's like, I don't think there's a single soul on this earth that doesn't like that song. And I was like, I think you're right.
As is incredible.
That should be on your list.
I think that, okay, here's my list of things to make a house a home. And I sent this to Roy and Rowdy when they moved in their apartment. And I was like, you need, like, genuinely, these are vacuum containers for flour and stuff, clothespins, bath towels, hand soap, Kleenexes, plungers, salt and pepper shakers, general medicine, a good backpack, Q-tips, a computer good enough to play Minecraft, Monopoly, wooden spoon, clothes hangers, ladder, garden hose, Calvin and Hobbes books, good scissors, some good scissors, napkins, Ziploc bags, fireproof safe, school supplies, playing cards, fridge magnets, clips for opened chip bags.
I have a lot of those things.
Okay, previous 7 days. Kid names. Okay, here are my kid names.
I thought you were going to say these.
Beauregard Claims.
Oh, yeah, these are the dumb ones.
Vivance. Dark Mario. Pendejo Charles.
Pendejo Charles.
Nidorino. Aloysius Golden Corral. Barnaby Harlot.
Wow.
And G. Birtle. Now for girls. Battle Jordan Jordan.
Yes, I love Battle Jordan Jordan.
Chrysanthemum Saudi. Piss McGriddle.
I'm so upset that you can't say my favorite one.
Can you say the favorite one so I can hear it?
Chicken Rose. Conkelder Stevens. Mark Johnson. And then, can I say it?
Can you say it to us?
I don't think
so. Right.
Oh, I have my list of cookie dough blizzards and how many cookie dough slices are in there.
I love that one so much.
What?
I count whenever I have a cookie dough blizzard from Dairy Queen. So,
sorry, I'm kind of delirious.
That's okay. I count how many cookie dough bits are in there, and I have a list of how many.
What's the most?
45 in a small.
Wow.
That was recent. It was incredible.
How much was the least?
Like 20. I have two truths and a lie. I have, like, good truths and good lies. My new dreams. I have bits. I have... and license plates. Mm. What are some good license plates that I've seen? Juanky. That's one that's at the gym. J-U-A-N-K-Y.
Juanky?
I like honeybee. H-N-Y-B-E-E.
Oh.
That's cute.
My friend will send me whenever she sees one that says A-H-U, and she goes, ahu?
One just says blah. B-L-A-C-H. And I don't know if that's somebody's last name or something. P-A-P-R-B-O-I. Paperboy. T-N-G-L-S, Tingles. I like Tingles. G-M-N-S-H-P-D, German Shepherd. I-S-W-I-M, I Swim.
I Swim.
P-R-T-Y-B-O-Y, Party Boy.
Good.
Yeah. Duke 4. I don't know what that is. Yeah, those are my notes. That's my notes app.
I see a lot of them that are like G-Ma something.
Yeah.
And I go, oh.
Oh, I think they're a grandma.
I saw one time that was something with quilting, like love to quilt.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It's like, you're incredible.
Aw.
What an incredible person you are.
This could be just a long episode of the Croft and Warrior podcast.
It could be.
It could be. It probably will be. This
just call it Quinn and Jack Goof Off, because I am Quinn.
And I am Jack.
Yeah, but like the Quinn and Jack Goof Off cover is... me and Quinlan.
Just make it not that.
I kind of made homeroom so that anyone can do it, and it doesn't
but
have to be me.
We're not in homeroom.
I know. Well, anywho.
Sorry, I keep hitting the mic.
Speaking of music.
Speaking of.
Oh, you got any music recs for the moment? Sorry. Just before we go to sleep. Got any good music recs?
Oh, I'm going to sleep so good.
Good music recommendations? Albums, songs, anything? Anything you're listening to right now?
I'm listening to a lot of Vince Guaraldi.
Last year, I was listening to Paul Simon and John Mayer.
Oh, yeah, because we did this last year.
We did. We did.
I was listening to Peter Sun, $20.
Oh, yeah, you showed me that song.
I did. I've been listening to Quinn and Jack's Get Hype playlist.
I'm not on that
playlist. Oh, no, I was listening, listening to Your Cool Songs, Quinn's...
My Random Cool Songs.
Get Hype, and what was... I was listening to Falls Out, Balls Out.
That's a good one. Good playlist. Quinn, you got any song recs?
Lake recs? Street Dive, The Artist.
Good one.
I love them.
I need to listen to Lake Street Dive. And your boy Wolfmon, Jack Stratton.
Dot. Oh, Casino Houndmouth.
Dot. Casino Hemlock.
Sunday Candy, Nico Segal.
Oh, I love Sunday Candy by Donnie Trumpet and The Social Experiment. I love that entire album, Surf.
California and Me, Lave.
Oh, yeah.
I've also always listening to...
Touch Me.
Staying at Tomorrow's.
Staying at Tomorrow? Oh, Tamara's.
Tomorrow.
Staying at Tomorrow's by George Ezra?
Georgie Ezra.
I've been listening to Postcards from Italy by Beirut.
Over and over.
I love
that
song so much.
To the point where we had family band time.
Also Chromacopia. I've been listening to that too.
Times we have.
You're gonna kill
Quinn. How does the trumpet part go again?
There
we go.
I love that song so much. It is stuck in my head every single day. Every minute of every day. I love it. I love that song so much.
I'll listen to it.
Chromacopia is good as well.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to Chromacopia, but everybody is listening to it.
I recently just got on Hippocampus's album, Landmark. Also, Little Sims, kind of. Just barely Little Sims. And The Dip. The Dip delivers and just like The Dip. Either way, Surf by Donnie Trumpet, The Social Experiment. Oh my God. I love that album so much. Well, anywho.
I'm so ready to go bedtime.
Thank you for listening to the Croft and Moyer podcast. We really appreciate your continued support and the fun stuff that not only I get to do, but the entire journalism team as a whole. You can catch us on Instagram at Croft and Journalism, TikTok at Warrior Journalism, Croft and Warriors on Facebook and Twitter. If you want just me, that's at Jack Schieffer on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.
If you want Quinn, that's at QR Schieffer on any platform ever.
And if you want Carly, it's KA Schieffer on any platform, or find me on the Wayne State AHU page at wsc.ahu.
And yeah, what a shout out. Or just look up Jack Schieffer on Apple Music because you can find my playlist.
Or find Quinn.
Don't find
Schieffer.
Me. Yeah.
On there.
Thank you for listening. We'll see you next episode.
Bye.
Have a good day.
I'm going to have a good sleep.
You have a good sleep.
You have a good sleep.